This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Matt, do we have hope? Do we have hope?
Tim, I'm receiving some communication here from the replay booth. It said his elbow was down. The ball was 1 inch from crossing the plane of the goal line. It's going to be first and goal at the 1 inch line for the Giants. Hopefully, that's going to be a touchdown.
It is. Extra point is good. Darius Slayton, 30-yard touchdown, Matt. And we're on the board. The Giants are. It is 17-7. 12:46 to go. And right now, the live number, 13.5. That's the number I got. You got a better number. You could have got 17.5 out there. I think that was the peak, maybe 18.5.
18.5 was out there briefly. I got 15.5, minus 111.
Well, patience has never been a strength of mine. And I took 13.5. I did not have a pre-flop position, and I wish I had waited. But 17-7, the Patriots will be getting the ball here after the Giants get on the board. Just a quick.
How about the total, by the way? Because this is a game I thought a lot of people expected would be dominated on the ground by the Patriots and probably a lower scoring type of game. At DraftKings, the total dropped from 48.5 to 46.5. Tim, right now, we're seeing a higher scoring game developing. The total is up to 57.5 live.
After the opening drive field goal, by the
a punt return is going to blow up the total.
Punt return is that's going to make things a little bit different. But after a opening drive that ended in a field goal, it dropped to 44.5. Boy, it would be nice to have an over 44.5 right now, as it is 24 points, 12:46 to go in the second quarter. Matt, we are wrapping up week 13. Week 14 starts on Thursday night. Got a good one, Dallas and Detroit. But boy, there are some other tasty matchups in week 14 that have you over there salivating, hoping this game was going to get flexed into prime time. Tennessee and Cleveland.
Ooh. Yeah, I just saw some breaking news here. That's been flexed into the Sunday night game. Titans-Browns is now going to be on Sunday night.
It has not. Houston and Kansas City remains, but Tennessee-Cleveland, woo, buddy. Washington at Max Brosmer and the Minnesota Vikings, Matt.
Actually, J.J. is going to be back for that game.
Is he?
Yeah. Also,
do you look at Minnesota for +2 then?
Possibly. I don't know. That's not really high on my radar right now. How about Dolphins-Jets? You talked about classics. The Dolphins actually on a bit of a run
red
here.
Red hot Dolphins.
A lot of people are starting to think, hey, this Dolphins team, watch out. Because the schedule sets up. Not the Dolphins are going to be world beaters. And Tua in cold weather is not going to be a bet on quarterback. But the Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites in New York against the Jets this week. Can the Jets win 2 in a row? Can the Titans stop their losing streak in Cleveland? I mean, you got some very dramatic games this week, Tim.
Well, I know you wanted to get to the Titans and their current interim head coach, Mike McCoy.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you're talking about clown of the weekend, Mike McCoy is going to be a candidate. So the Titans, Tim, have one win on the season. If not for the Cardinals running back dropping the ball at the half-yard line, they could be headed for an 0-17 year, right?
Yep.
Mike McCoy steps in as interim coach, and you would think when your record is an embarrassment and you could be headed for a 1-16 season, why not gamble a little bit? Take some chances. Listen to Mike McCoy's reasoning on why the Titans did not go for it yesterday on 4th-and-2.
If we got down there and the conversation was if it was 4th-and-2, we were going for it. If it's 4th-and-3, we're going to kick it the first drive, get points. And that's what we said before the play was even snapped. And that's what it was there.
How much of a dope do you have to be to make that comment? All right, if it's 4th-and-2, we're going for it. But 4th-and-3, that's too long. We're going to kick it. Besides, our entire season's on the line, Tim. We can't gamble in that situation.
4th-and-3 from the 10, man, on their opening
man,
drive.
That's too much. We can't get the 3. We got to kick it.
They had to look up.
If it was 2, though, 4th-and-2, we'd go for it.
You know, when I was
an idiot. How can you say that?
My senior year of high school, we were playing the, I think, 3rd or 4th best team in the area. Mm-hmm. And we went up 2-0, and our coach called a timeout. And we looked up at the scoreboard, and we were winning.
You say take a photo of the scoreboard?
Maybe that's what the Titans were doing yesterday.
We got the number three or four team in the area down 2-0 right now.
That's right. We're very worried about it. 3-0, Matt. The Titans. They led, though. They got the points.
Yeah.
It worked out, right?
Just his explanation.
They scored a lot more points after that, too.
His explanation of that is ridiculous. If it's 4th and 2, we're going for it. If it's 4th and 3, we got to kick it. What kind of simpleton would think that way?
What is Mike Vrabel going to do here, Matt? 4th and 1 now, Drake May held short.
4th and 1, he's going to go for it, but it's 4th and 2, he'd punt.
Oh, looks like they are going to punt, though. All kidding aside, Drake May gets dragged down by Abdul Carter. Hey, is his alma mater going to hire any coach anytime soon? Penn State? Abdul Carter makes a really nice play, and now the Patriots will be punting the ball back
well,
there.
The Patriots are on their own 34. I can understand that, but I'm sure the ESPN analytics model said go and not punt.
Very rarely do they say punt
it. I don't think it ever says punt, does it? It says go every time. But the Titans were 1-10 yesterday when Mike McCoy made that decision. You got nothing to lose. Cam Ward, the rookie quarterback, actually, did you see Ward's comments? He said, I wanted to go for it.
Of course he did.
I wanted to be aggressive. What do you have to lose when you're 1-10? And it's just amazing that sometimes I like to play clips like that. You get a peek into the mind of a moron who's an NFL head coach. And how do they make these dumb decisions? Seriously, that is one of the dumbest things I've heard. 4th and 2, we're going for it. 4th and 3, no chance. We're 1-10. We got to kick the field goal.
2 weeks ago here in Vegas, Matt, the Raiders were a 3.5-point favorite. I said, how are the Raiders a 3.5-point favorite against anybody?
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Browns, who they were a 3.5-point favorite against.
Blew out the Raiders.
They are a 3.5-point favorite against Tennessee. I'm gonna go on a limb, Matt. If you were to bet this game, I can't envision you're taking the points with the Tennessee Titans.
I'm not going to bet on Mike McCoy. No. Not going to bet on. You know, and this, seriously, the Browns have one of the better defenses in the NFL. And Miles Garrett took the money. He signed the contract extension. I don't think he should have done it, said it at the time. Get free of the Cleveland organization. Get out there, test your value. Look, you're going to get paid a ton of money no matter who's giving it to you, who's writing the checks. Why not go to a winning organization? Why stink? Well, why stick with the stink, Tim? Why stick with the stink of the Browns organization? And look, you're going to get big money elsewhere where you got a chance to be a playoff team, play for a Super Bowl. Miles Garrett, one of the 5 best defensive players in the NFL the past 25 years. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's an absolute stud. He's wasting away in Cleveland with an organization that's absolutely clueless and is never going to win in the foreseeable future. How about Shedeur Sanders yesterday on 4th and 26? Took off scrambling, and after he picked up 5 yards, he slid.
You know, he's a youngster. You're getting used.
What the hell is going on? How many bad calls or play calls did Kevin Stefanski make in that game yesterday? Absolute clown show. If you got to rank the clown shows in the NFL right now, the Raiders are the worst, right?
But I'm watching Jameis on the sideline pointing to the ref where the punt went out of bounds. Saying,
right.
It went out here. It went out here. Good field position, though, for the Giants. The
Raiders,
Patriots shanked the punt.
Raiders, Titans, Jets, Browns, biggest clown shows in the NFL. And, I mean, the Saints just don't do a lot of the stupid things that those other teams do. They're obviously bad, but those are going to be the bottom four. Jackson Dart. Wide receiver screen on first down, be about a 3 or 4 yard gain for the Giants out in their midfield. Down 10.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Go for a touchdown here, Matt.
How about this? The live line's all the way down to 10.5, Tim.
Yep.
It is deflated. It was up around 18.5, now 10.5. And the money line has settled down a little bit too, -750, +740. So indicating the Giants are starting to get back into this game a little bit.
Kind of wish I wasn't impatient. Wish I had that 14.5, 15.5 that you have right now. But we'll see if the Giants can get something going on this drive. Decent field position.
Let me tell you something.
The Patriots territory.
Giants got, 3rd and 3 right here?
Yep.
They're in plus territory.
4th and 2, Matt. They're going to punt it.
Mike McCoy would punt You're 2-10. You got to go for it here. This has got to be four down territory, and that's you have to be aggressive in these type of situations. If the Giants don't pick it up here on 3rd and 2, they have to go for it on 4th down.
VSiN Pro subscribers have exclusive access to our new AI player prop projections powered by Opta AI, the trusted data source behind elite soccer analytics in the UK. You'll get data-driven projections for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs, plus our exclusive NBA player prop projections. You can access it all if you have a VSiN Pro subscription, which, by the way, you can get for $60 right now, our Black Friday special all the way through the winter months, VSiN.com/subscribe. Well, the Giants don't have to worry about a fourth down call, Matt, because they were able to get a first down. And now Devin Singletary making a nice run down to the 30-yard line. Giants getting a little bit going here. Live total still at 57.5, but live line down to 8.5, Matt, right
eight
now.
8.5, Giants right back in the game from 18.5 to 8.5 on the live line. Like you said, the live total 57.5.
And we aren't, since that opening drive, we have not seen Jackson Dart get out and scramble.
Well, did you see Mike Kafka, the Giants interim coach, was over talking to Jackson Dart on the bench, and I think he said, hey, no more running.
Well,
that might be something you want to look at in a live prop, because after he takes those hits, I don't think he's going to be running much at all.
Well, and that was something that Mitch mentioned earlier in the show. If you do have a book, I think DraftKings, FanDuel are amongst books that you let you do live props, and maybe Devin or Jackson Dart under his rushing prop. He's got 12 on one carry. 17-7, 8 minutes to go in the first half, but the Giants are on the march.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Let me tell you something about this holder for the Giants. He's also the punter, Jamie Gillen. Did you see the shank he hit against the Bears a few weeks ago? Shanked about a 12-yard punt in the second half, and he's running around, his hair flying all over the place. How, Dable, you should be fired just for having that clown on the team. He just dropped the ball on the hold, and the kicker was not able to follow through on the kick. It was almost like a Charlie Brown type of scenario there. And Giants ended up not getting the field goal attempt off, and it's still 17-7. That's what bad teams do to lose games right there, Tim.
You know, wise man Matt once told me.
Don't even start.
There's nothing worse than hope.
There's no hope now. That was third down, 3rd and 10. Jackson Dart had the entire middle of the field wide open. He ran up in the pocket. The pressure went behind him. He could have easily run for the first down, but obviously we're talking about he probably has orders not to run. So he threw toward the end zone. Actually, a pretty good pass back in the corner of the end zone, but incomplete. Giants had to attempt a long field goal, and then they have the snafu with the holder, and the kick doesn't get off. And 17-10, the live line, now back up to 12.5. Money line all the way back to minus 1,300, 7-1, take back on the Giants. That was a promising drive for the Giants that went all wrong in the last couple of plays.
Yeah. By the way, over-under on Jackson Dart rushing yards, 27.5. He has 12.
He could have run for 15 on that play easily.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
Held back, so something to certainly keep an eye on there. 17-7 remains the score. And if you took the points in-game like we did, that was a bit deflating to see that unfold the way that it did. Total down to 54.5 after that. Matt, you know who's hopeful? Our next guest, Wes Reynolds. He joins us in less than 15 minutes because his whole life, Indiana has been the laughingstock of the Big Ten when it comes to football.
I think Indiana has not won a bowl game since 1991.
They are 23-2 since the Sig Man has gotten to town, and they are headed to the playoff for a second straight year. They are headed to the Big Ten Championship for the first time ever, and they've got right now the betting favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, Matt. Things are looking pretty rosy for the Indiana Hoosiers. Are they worth a bet in the Big Ten championship as 4.5-point dogs?
I've already bet them, so my answer would be yes. I took Indiana plus 6. I bet that last night. Actually, could have had 6.5. I actually was at the Westgate Superbook over the weekend, and 6.5 was up there. I said, you know, there's so much love for Ohio State in the betting market. I'm going to hold out, see if I can get 7. If I can get 7 on Indiana, I'm really going to fire on that number. Well, it started to go the other way, Tim. Last night, Westgate still had 6, so I did take that with the Hoosiers. I'm going to bet some money line here, too, on Indiana. I really believe the Hoosiers have a legit shot to knock off the Buckeyes here, even when you don't talk about the letdown factor, because mm-hmm. that's something I think could play a role in how this game unfolds, is that Ohio State put so much into the Michigan game that the Big Ten championship game is kind of like an afterthought. To Ohio State, the Big Ten championship game was last week against Michigan.
And you look at, too,
also, Cignetti's a hell of a coach. He's going to have his team well prepared. I listened to him. I watched a press conference with him today. To me, he's like the new Nick Saban. This guy does not overlook any detail. You got to love him. And that's the type of coach I want to bet on.
His team is a lot better this year than it was last year. Last year, they got to 11 wins. They beat the teams they were supposed to beat, and the two teams they lost to played each other in the national championship.
But they lost both those games on the road.
Yep.
Right?
No, I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I know, but not how many teams go to Ohio State and win, or how many teams go to Notre Dame and win? Not many.
I have not bet it yet. And, you know, what I also think is kind of a fun discussion. If Indiana wins, Mendoza's winning the Heisman Trophy. I don't think there's much of a discussion. I mean, barring some ugly-ass game where they get 2 defensive touchdowns, I don't know. But if they win, the story is going to be so incredible that he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. Now, I'll say this, Matt.
His numbers are not incredible.
No, they are not. So right now, we were talking about this, Adam Burke and I were talking about this earlier today on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Here at Circa, Indiana's plus 180 on the money line. Mm-hmm. Mendoza is plus 115-ish in the betting market to win the Heisman Trophy. What's the scenario Indiana loses and Mendoza wins the Heisman Trophy?
Mendoza puts up huge numbers, but Indiana loses by a field goal.
Okay. Is that likely against this defense? Maybe.
Probably not against the defense allowing 7 points per game.
Right.
Probably not going to happen.
So my point is, I think there's
I also think Ohio State's largely gone untested against really good offenses for the last 2.5 months, don't you?
Oh, I think there's a fair point regarding that. I think it's if you haven't bet anything in the Heisman market, I think Mendoza is maybe worth a look, but I'd rather go money line on Indiana.
I would look elsewhere.
Or if you think Ohio State's going to win, I'm not saying that I do, but if you think Ohio State's going to win, Julian Sayin at plus 145 may be more appealing than minus 210 on the money line. Mm-hmm. But then there's Diego Pavia lurking out there.
Yep.
And if it's an ugly game, if it's a 23-14 game with turnovers, you know, maybe Diego Pavia and that story starts to work its way there. All right, let's get back to Monday Night Football. And after a disastrous field goal attempt, good teams take advantage, and Kyle Williams, beautiful catch over his shoulder, 33 yards, dropped right into the bucket by Drake May.
What a pass by Drake May.
Wow.
Talking
one
about
foot
pinpoint precision,
and
he's down.
He's down.
Touchdown!
Wow, that is a
great footwork,
hell of a throw, and a
both ends
great catch by Kyle Williams, the rookie out of Washington State. And just like that, Matt, when we had hope, there's nothing worse than hope. Now back to 16.5 on the live total on the live number. Now Patriots lead 24-7. What an absolute dime by Drake May. And he, Matt, is now minus 105 to win NFL MVP.
And as he should be. I think he's looked really sharp tonight. Matthew Stafford's off his worst performance of the season. Now, if you look at the season-long numbers, Tim, this is where it's a bit unfair. It's recency bias, right? Because
sure.
Stafford just had 7 or 8 great weeks in a row. Stafford's still got better numbers than Drake May does for the season. Drake May is also going to be the quarterback of an 11-2 team, looks like, when this night's over. I could see it being a coin flip. I don't know if he needs to be the odds-on favorite, but the way Drake May is playing tonight, I can understand the betting market doing that. But you can't overlook the fact that Stafford's got 32 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He's got better numbers than Drake May does right now. I think May's got, what, 23 touchdowns and 6 picks, right?
Looking at Stafford, as you mentioned, 32 and 4. And Drake May, 20. How many does he have tonight? Does he have 3 touchdown passes tonight? No, he has the punt return.
No, he's got, yeah.
So 23 and 6.
Yeah. Stafford's still got 9 more TD passes and 2 fewer interceptions. That's where the recency bias takes over.
So do you look at Matthew Stafford? Or do you let this see how this game plays out?
Yeah, just see it. I mean, I don't feel like betting that market right now. I believe Stafford's going to be. I still think Stafford should be the guy you bet. But, you know, I do like Drake May a lot, too. It's nothing I'm going to run out and play. Like, we were talking about the Heisman Trophy. When I was on the podcast with you about a month ago, I said I bet Fernando Mendoza, Indiana quarterback, at plus 250 to win the Heisman, plus 250. At that point, I said, well, I missed the best number, but I think that's going to be the best I'm going to get the rest of the way. So I took the plus 250. I've got Indiana at 10-1 to win the whole thing. I'm going to bet Indiana plus 6. I'm going to bet some Indiana money line this week against Ohio State. I've already bet the plus 6. But that's – I like the way things are setting up for the Hoosiers here. And it's funny you mentioned it at the start of the show tonight, because when I'm watching Ohio State-Michigan Saturday, I said, Buckeyes are playing this like it's the Big Ten championship game. And Indiana –
physical.
Yeah, Indiana's basically got a bye because they're playing at Purdue, which has hit rock bottom. Indiana's going to be ready for Ohio State this week. Signetti's going to be ready, and Hoosiers are going to be live dogs in this game, Tim.
ProfitX is giving you an exclusive 20% purchase match up to $100. ProfitX is the number one sports prediction market available in 40-plus states, where you can trade your sports opinions just like stocks on main lines, player props, parlays, and more. You can even request your own odds, access live markets, and bet yes or no on touchdown scorers, passing totals, and game outcomes. Download the ProfitX app today and experience the future of sports betting powered by prediction markets. Use the promo code VSIN to claim your 20% match up to $10. Get in on the action now. Matt, what are you laughing about? Oh, no.
Giants just fumbled on the kickoff return. I think he might have been down, so it won't be a fumble, but 3:23 to go before the half. And the bloopers continue for the New York Giants.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, let's talk some football with Wes Reynolds. He's excited. Hopefully he didn't bet the Giants like we did.
That's a fumble.
That's a fumble.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN Prime Time, and as we went to break, Matt, we said, oh, that is a fumble. And it was. The New England Patriots take over in great field position, and this thing is pretty much all she wrote when it comes to Monday Night Football, where the New England Patriots were as low as a 7.5-point favorite not that long ago, Matt, and now they are a 22.5-point favorite, 24-7. Patriots lead the New York Giants. How about the total up to 60.5 right now?
Well, Giants just making all sorts of mistakes. It's a comical, actually, what's happened. And I was talking about Jamie Gillen, who's the punter. He was holding for that field goal attempt.
Yep.
I said during the Giants-Bears game in Chicago, Dable should be fired just for having that guy as his punter. And then he flubs the field goal attempt tonight with the hold, drops the ball in the hold. And Giants make one mistake after another. It was 17-7 when the Giants were mounting that drive, Tim, and the entire middle of the field's wide open for Jackson Dart to run. He could have run for 15 yards on the first down. Instead, threw incomplete. They had to attempt a field goal. He had the fiasco with the hold, and all of a sudden this game is out of control. And the live line goes from basically 7, 8.5 to 21.5. And 2 minutes ago in the first half, this game is almost over.
Yep.
Dustin, just like that. How quickly did that happen?
Someone out there, Dustin Sweetelson, not happy, as he will be on without after us, cashing out, and he will not have the exciting end of a football game. third down upcoming now for the New England Patriots as the Giants. Are they going to use one of their timeouts here? I believe they should. Third and six upcoming here for the for the New England Patriots. A minute 54 to go in the opening half. It has been pretty much dominated tonight by the New England Patriots. I'm wishful thinking, hoping that the New York Giants had been dominant here tonight. All right, let's head to our progressive guest line, Matt, and welcome in a gentleman who, well, I can only imagine how excited he is. How about this day if you're going to be in Indianapolis this Saturday? At 2:15, Matt, undefeated Indiana will be taking on undefeated Louisville. And then at 8 p.m., that'll be in basketball. And at 8 p.m., Indiana, undefeated, will be taking on undefeated Ohio State. So, Wes Reynolds, where will Saturday rank for you?
This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Matt, do we have hope? Do we have hope?
Tim, I'm receiving some communication here from the replay booth. It said his elbow was down. The ball was 1 inch from crossing the plane of the goal line. It's going to be first and goal at the 1-inch line for the Giants. Hopefully that's going to be a touchdown.
It is. Extra point is good. Darius Slayton, 30-yard touchdown, Matt. And we're on the board. The Giants are. It is 17-7, 12:46 to go. And right now, the live number, 13.5. That's the number I got. You got a better number. You could have got 17.5 out there. I think that was the peak, maybe 18.5.
18.5 was out there briefly. I got 15.5, minus 111.
Well, patience has never been a strength of mine. And I took 13.5. I did not have a pre-flop position, and I wish I had waited. But 17-7, the Patriots will be getting the ball here after the Giants get on the board. Just a quick.
How about the total, by the way? Because this is a game I thought a lot of people expected would be dominated on the ground by the Patriots and probably a lower scoring type of game. At DraftKings, the total dropped from 48.5 to 46.5. Tim, right now, we're seeing a higher scoring game developing. The total is up to 57.5 live.
After the opening drive field goal,
a punt return is going to blow up the total.
That's going to make things a little bit different. But after a opening drive that ended in a field goal, it dropped to 44.5. Boy, it would be nice to have an over 44.5 right now, as it is 24 points, 12:46 to go in the second quarter. Matt, we are wrapping up week 13. Week 14 starts on Thursday night. Got a good one, Dallas and Detroit. But boy, there are some other tasty matchups in week 14 that have you over there salivating, hoping this game was going to get flexed into prime time. Tennessee and Cleveland.
Ooh. Yeah, I just saw some breaking news here. That's been flexed into the Sunday night game. Titans-Browns is now going to be on Sunday night.
It has not. Houston and Kansas City remains. But Tennessee, Cleveland, woo, buddy. Washington at Max Brosmer and the Minnesota Vikings, Matt.
Actually, JJ is going to be back for that game.
Is he?
Also,
do you look at Minnesota for +2 then?
Possibly. I don't know. That's not really high on my radar right now. How about Dolphins-Jets? You talked about classics. The Dolphins actually on a bit of a run
red
here.
Red-hot Dolphins.
A lot of people are starting to think, hey, this Dolphins team, watch out. Because the schedule sets up. Not the Dolphins are going to be world beaters. And Tua in cold weather is not going to be a bet on quarterback. But the Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites in New York against the Jets this week. Can the Jets win 2 in a row? Can the Titans stop their losing streak in Cleveland? I mean, you got some very dramatic games this week, Tim.
Well, I know you wanted to get to the Titans and their current interim head coach, Mike McCoy.
Yeah, I tell you what. If you're talking about clown of the weekend, Mike McCoy is going to be a candidate. So the Titans, Tim, have one win on the season. If not for the Cardinals running back dropping the ball at the half-yard line, they could be headed for an 0-17 year, right?
Yep.
Mike McCoy steps in as interim coach, and you would think when your record is an embarrassment And you could be headed for a 1-16 season. Why not gamble a little bit? Take some chances. Listen to Mike McCoy's reasoning on why the Titans did not go for it yesterday on 4th and 2.
If we got down there and the conversation was, if it's this, if it was 4th and 2, we were going for it. If it's 4th and 3, we're going to kick it the first drive, get points. And that's what we said before the play was even snapped. And that's what it was there.
How much of a dope do you have to be to make that comment? All right, if it's 4th and 2, we're going for it. But 4th and 3, that's too long. We're going to kick it. Besides, our entire season's on the line, Tim. We can't gamble in that situation.
4th and 3 from the 10, man, on their opening
man,
drive.
That's too much. That's too much. We can't get the 3. We got to kick it.
They had to look up.
If it was 2, though, 4th and 2, we'd go for it.
You know, when I was
What an idiot. How can you say that?
My senior year of high school, we were playing the, I think, 3rd or 4th best team in the area. Mm-hmm. And we went up 2-0, and our coach called a timeout. And we looked up at the scoreboard, and we were winning.
You say, take a photo of the scoreboard?
Maybe that's what the Titans were doing yesterday.
We got the number three or four team in the area down 2-0 right now.
That's right.
They're
very worried about it. 3-0, Matt. The Titans. They led, though. They got the points.
Yeah.
It worked out, right?
Just his explanation.
They scored a lot more points after that, too.
Serious. His explanation of that is ridiculous. If it's 4th and 2, we're going for it. It's 4th and 3. We got to kick it. What kind of simpleton would think that way?
What is Mike Vrabel going to do here, Matt? 4th and 1 now, Drake May held short.
4th and 1, he's going to go for it, but it's 4th and 2, he'd punt.
Oh, looks like they are going to punt, though. All kidding aside, Drake May gets dragged down by Abdul Carter. Hey, is his alma mater going to hire any coach anytime soon? Penn State? Abdul Carter makes a really nice play. And now the Patriots will be punting the ball back there.
The Patriots are on their own 34. I can understand that. But I'm sure the ESPN analytics model said go and not punt.
Very rarely do they say punt.
I don't think it ever says punt, does it? It says go every time. But the Titans were 1-10 yesterday when Mike McCoy made that decision. You got nothing to lose. Cam Ward, the rookie quarterback, actually, did you see Ward's comments? He said, I wanted to go for it.
Of course he did.
I wanted to be aggressive. What do you have to lose when you're 1-10? And it's just amazing that sometimes I like to play clips like that. You get a peek into the mind of a moron who's an NFL head coach. And how do they make these dumb decisions? Seriously, that is one of the dumbest things I've heard. 4th and 2, we're going for it. 4th and 3, no chance. We're 1-10. We got to kick the field goal.
2 weeks ago here in Vegas, Matt, the Raiders were a 3.5-point favorite. I said, how are the Raiders a 3.5-point favorite against anybody?
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Browns, who they were a 3.5-point favorite against.
Blew out the Raiders.
Blew out the Raiders. They are a 3.5-point favorite against Tennessee. I'm gonna go on a limb, Matt. If you were to bet this game, I can't envision you're taking the points with the Tennessee Titans.
I'm not going to bet on Mike McCoy. No. Not going to bet on. You know, in this. Seriously, the Browns have one of the better defenses
in
the NFL. And Myles Garrett took the money. He signed the contract extension. I don't think he should have done it, said it at the time. Get free of the Cleveland organization. Get out there, test your value. Look, you're going to get paid a ton of money no matter who's giving it to you, who's writing the checks. Why not go to a winning organization? Why stink? Well, why stick with the stink, Tim? Why stick with the stink of the Browns organization? And look, you're going to get big money elsewhere where you got a chance to be a playoff team, play for a Super Bowl. Myles Garrett, one of the 5 best defensive players in the NFL of the past 25 years. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's an absolute stud. He's wasting away in Cleveland with an organization that's absolutely clueless and is never going to win in the foreseeable future. How about Shedeur Sanders yesterday on 4th and 26? Took off scrambling, and after he picked up 5 yards, he slid.
You know, he's a youngster. Getting used.
What the hell is going on? How many bad calls or play calls did Kevin Stefanski make in that game yesterday? Absolute clown show. If you got to rank the clown shows in the NFL right now, the Raiders are the worst, right?
What? I'm watching
Jameis.
Jameis on the sideline pointing to the ref where the punt went out of bounds.
He said, right.
It went out here. It went out here. Good field position, though, for the Giants. The Raiders, Patriots shanked a punt. Go, yeah, so.
Raiders, Titans, Jets, Browns, biggest clown shows in the NFL. And, I mean, the Saints. Saints just don't do a lot of the stupid things that those other teams do. They're obviously bad, but those are going to be the bottom four. Jackson Dart, wide receiver screen on first down. Be about a 3 or 4 yard gain for the Giants out near midfield. Down 10 and a half minutes to go in the second quarter.
Go for a touchdown here, man.
How about this? The live line's all the way down to 10.5, Tim. Yep. It is deflated. It was up around 18.5, now 10.5. And the money line has settled down a little bit too, minus 750 plus 740. So indicating the Giants are starting to get back into this game a little bit.
Kind of wish I wasn't impatient. Wish I had that 14.5, 15.5 that you have right now. But we'll see if the Giants can get something going on this drive. Decent field position.
Let me tell you something.
Into the Patriots territory.
Giants got, what, 3rd and 3 right here?
Yep.
They're in plus territory.
4th and 2, Matt, they're going to punt it.
Mike McCoy would punt. You're 2 and 10. You got to go for it here. It's got to be 4 down territory, and that's, you have to be aggressive in these type of situations. If the Giants don't pick it up here on 3rd and 2, they have to go for it on 4th down.
VSiN Pro subscribers have exclusive access to our new AI player prop projections powered by Opta AI, the trusted data source behind elite soccer analytics in the UK. You'll get data-driven projections for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs, plus our exclusive NBA player prop projections. You can access it all if you have a VSiN Pro subscription, which, by the way, you can get for $60 right now, our Black Friday special all the way through the winter months, vsin.com/subscribe. Well, the Giants don't have to worry about a 4th down call, Matt, because they were able to get a 1st down. And now Devin Singletary making a nice run down to the 30-yard line. Giants getting a little bit going here. Live total still at 57.5, but live line down to 8.5, Matt, right now.
8.5, Giants right back in the game from 18.5 to 8.5 on the live line. Like you said, the live total 57.5.
And we aren't, since that opening drive, we have not seen Jackson Dart get out and scramble.
Well, did you see Mike Kafka, the Giants interim coach, was over talking to Jackson Dart on the bench, and I think he said, hey, no more running.
Well,
that might be something you want to look at in a live prop, because after he takes those hits, I don't think he's going to be running much at all.
Well, and that was something that Mitch mentioned earlier in the show. If you do have a book, I think DraftKings, FanDuel are amongst books that you let you do live props. And maybe Devin or Jackson Dart under his rushing prop. He's got 12 on one carry. 17-7, 8 minutes to go in the first half. But the Giants are on the march.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Let me tell you something about this holder for the Giants. He's also the punter, Jamie Gillen. Did you see the shank he hit against the Bears a few weeks ago? Shanked about a 12-yard punt in the second half. And he's running around, his hair flying all over the place. How, Dable, you should be fired just for having that clown on the team. He just dropped the ball on the hold, and the kicker was not able to follow through on the kick. It was almost like a Charlie Brown type of scenario there. And Giants ended up not getting the field goal attempt off, and it's still 17-7. That's what bad teams do to lose games right there, Tim.
You know, wise man Matt once told me.
Don't even start.
There's nothing worse than hope.
There's no hope now. That was third down, 3rd and 10. Jackson Dart had the entire middle of the field wide open. He ran up in the pocket. The pressure went behind him. He could have easily run for the first down, but obviously we're talking about he probably has orders not to run. So He threw toward the end zone. Actually, a pretty good pass back in the corner of the end zone, but incomplete. Giants had to attempt a long field goal, and then they have the snafu with the holder, and the kick doesn't get off. And 17-10, the live line, now back up to 12.5. Money line all the way back to minus 1,300. 7-1, take back on the Giants. That was a promising drive for the Giants that went all wrong in the last couple of plays.
Yeah. By the way, over-under on Jackson Dart rushing yards, 27.5. He has 12,
He could have run for 15 on that play easily.
And he didn't.
Yeah.
Held back. So something to certainly keep an eye on there. 17-7 remains the score. And if you took the points in-game like we did, that was a bit deflating to see that unfold the way that it did. Total down to 54.5 after that. Matt, you know who's hopeful? Our next guest, Wes Reynolds. He joins us in less than 15 minutes because his whole life, Indiana has been the laughingstock of the Big Ten when it comes to football.
I think Indiana has not won a bowl game since 1991.
They are 23-2 since the Sig Man has gotten to town. And they are headed to the playoff for a second straight year. They are headed to the Big Ten Championship for the first time ever. And they've got, right now, the betting favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, Matt. Things are looking pretty rosy for the Indiana Hoosiers. Are they worth a bet in the Big Ten Championship as 4.5-point dogs?
I've already bet them, so my answer would be yes. I took Indiana plus 6. I bet that last night. Actually, could have had 6.5. I actually was at the Westgate Superbook over the weekend, and 6.5 was up there. I said, you know, there's so much love for Ohio State in the betting market. I'm going to hold out, see if I can get 7. If I can get 7 on Indiana, I'm really going to fire on that number. Well, it started to go the other way, Tim. Last night, Westgate still had 6, so I did take that with the Hoosiers. I'm going to bet some money line here, too, on Indiana. I really believe the Hoosiers have a legit shot to knock off the Buckeyes here, even when you don't talk about the letdown factor, because mm-hmm. that's something I think could play a role in how this game unfolds, is that Ohio State put so much into the Michigan game that the Big Ten championship game is kind of like an afterthought. To Ohio State, the Big Ten championship game was last week against Michigan.
And you look at, too,
also,
Matt.
Cignetti's a hell of a coach. He's going to have his team well prepared. I listened to him. I watched a press conference with him today. To me, he's like the new Nick Saban. This guy does not overlook any detail. You got to love him. And that's the type of coach I want to bet on.
His team is a lot better this year than it was last year. Last year, they got to 11 wins. They beat the teams they were supposed to beat, and the two teams they lost to played each other in the national championship.
But they lost both those games on the road.
Yep.
Right?
No, I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I know, but how many teams go to Ohio State and win, or how many teams go to Notre Dame and win? Not many.
I have not bet it yet. And, you know, what I also think is kind of a fun discussion. If Indiana wins, Mendoza's winning the Heisman Trophy. I don't think there's much of a discussion. I mean, barring some ugly-ass game where they get 2 defensive touchdowns, I don't know. But if they win, the story is going to be so incredible that he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. Now, I'll say this, Matt.
His numbers are not incredible.
No, they are not. So right now, we were talking about this, Adam Burke and I were talking about this earlier today on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Here at Circa, Indiana's plus 180 on the money line. Mm-hmm. Mendoza is plus 115-ish in the betting market to win the Heisman Trophy. What's the scenario Indiana loses and Mendoza wins the Heisman Trophy?
Mendoza puts up huge numbers, but Indiana loses by a field goal.
Okay. Is that likely? Against this defense? Maybe.
Probably not. Against the defense allowing 7 points per game.
Right.
Probably not going to happen.
So, my point is, I think there's
I also think Ohio State's largely gone untested against really good offenses for the last 2.5 months, don't you?
Oh, I think there's a fair point regarding that. I think it's if you haven't bet anything in the Heisman market, I think Mendoza is maybe worth a look, but I'd rather go money line on Indiana.
I would look elsewhere.
Or if you think Ohio State's going to win, I'm not saying that I do, but if you think Ohio State's going to win, Julian Sayin at plus 145 may be more appealing than minus 210 on the money line. Mm-hmm. But then there's Diego Pavia lurking out there.
Yep.
And if it's an ugly game, if it's a 23-14 game with turnovers, you know, maybe Diego Pavia and that story starts to work its way there. All right, let's get back to Monday Night Football. And after a disastrous field goal attempt, good teams take advantage, and Kyle Williams, beautiful catch over his shoulder, 33 yards, dropped right into the bucket by Drake May.
What a pass by Drake May.
Wow.
Wow. Talk one about pinpoint foot precision.
And
he's down.
He's down.
Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Wow.
That is, hey.
Great footwork.
Hell of a throw and a
both ends.
Great catch by Kyle Williams, the rookie out of Washington State. And just like that, Matt, when we had hope, there's nothing worse than hope. Now back to 16.5 on the live total, on the live number now. Patriots lead 24-7. What an absolute dime by Drake May. And he, Matt, is now -105 to win NFL MVP.
And as he should be. I think he's looked really sharp tonight. Matthew Stafford's off his worst performance of the season. Now, if you look at the season-long numbers, Tim, this is where it's a bit unfair. It's recency bias, right? Because
sure.
Stafford just had 7 or 8 great weeks in a row. Stafford's still got better numbers than Drake May does for the season. Drake May is also going to be the quarterback of an 11-2 team, looks like, when this night's over. I could see it being a coin flip. I don't know if he needs to be the odds-on favorite, but the way Drake May is playing tonight, I can understand the betting market doing that. But you can't overlook the fact that Stafford's got 32 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He's got better numbers than Drake May does right now. I think May's got, what, 23 touchdowns and 6 picks, right?
Looking at Stafford, as you mentioned, 32 and 4. And Drake May, how many does he have tonight? Does he have 3 touchdown passes tonight? No, he has the punt return.
No, he's got, yeah.
So 23-6.
23-6.
Yeah.
Stafford's still got 9 more TD passes and 2 fewer interceptions. That's where the recency bias takes over.
So do you look at Matthew Stafford? Do you let this see how this game plays out?
Yeah, just see it. I mean, I don't feel like betting that market right now. I believe Stafford's going to be I still think Stafford should be the guy you bet. But, you know, I do like Drake May a lot, too. It's nothing I'm going to run out and play. Like, we were talking about the Heisman Trophy. When I was on the podcast with you about a month ago, mm-hmm. I said I bet Fernando Mendoza, Indiana quarterback, at plus 250
yep.
to win the Heisman, plus 250. At that point, I said, well, I missed the best number, but I think that's going to be the best I'm going to get the rest of the way. So I took the plus 250. I've got Indiana at 10-1 to win the whole thing. I'm going to bet Indiana +6. I'm going to bet some Indiana money line this week against Ohio State. I've already bet the +6. But that's – I like the way things are setting up for the Hoosiers here. And it's funny you mentioned it at the start of the show tonight, because when I'm watching Ohio State-Michigan Saturday, I said, Buckeyes are playing this like it's the Big Ten championship game. And Indiana –
physical.
Yeah, Indiana's basically got a bye because they're playing at Purdue, which has hit rock bottom. Indiana's going to be ready for Ohio State this week. Signetti's going to be ready, and Hoosiers going to be live dogs in this game, Tim.
ProfitX is giving you an exclusive 20% purchase match up to $100. ProfitX is the number one sports prediction market available in 40-plus states, where you can trade your sports opinions just like stocks on main lines, player props, parlays, and more. You can even request your own odds, access live markets, and bet yes or no on touchdown scorers, passing totals, and game outcomes. Download the ProfitX app today and experience the future of sports betting powered by Prediction Markets. Use the promo code VSIN to claim your 20% match up to $10. Get in on the action now. Matt, what are you laughing about? Oh, no.
Giants just fumbled on the kickoff return. I think he might have been down, so it won't be a fumble, but 3:23 to go before the half. And the bloopers continue for the New York
Giants. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, let's talk some football with Wes Reynolds. He's excited. Hopefully he didn't bet the Giants like we did.
That's a fumble.
That's a fumble.